Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you may be listening. This is, of course, Ghost Stories, the podcast. It's great to have you all. It's very unusual times, isn't it? And I want to get somewhat of an update out there and try and do a little bit of an episode. However, I'll say up front that due to a few things going on, which I'll go over, this is basically just going to be a raw audio rant for a few minutes, and then I'm going to actually tell a short story again with no production this week, but it's actually a story that happened to me, an experience of mine that I've not shared on the podcast before, so hopefully that'll all be entertaining for you all. So firstly, I want to say is I hope all you listeners are holding up well wherever you may be. I assume most places are on lockdown now. We have been in the UK for the best part of a week. However, myself, because as many you know, regular listeners anyways, my wife is pregnant, we've pretty much been in the house trying to play it safe for the best part of 4 weeks now, leaving every now and then, but on the kind of hardcore lockdown here in the UK for just over a week. But on top of that, dealing with pregnant wife, our four-year-old now at the house, we've also, as I've mentioned before in the podcast and the Facebook group, in the process of trying to move. And we have that moving date has come in for next Friday. Well, I guess if that'd be Friday, the 3rd of April. So finally get into the new place, which long-term for the podcast is great news because it means I'll be set up a home studio, have space to record and get my head down, get some episodes out, which I'm really excited about. In the long term. However, in the short term, that does mean we may face a little bit of disruption, first and foremost, because I'm running to the last few days that we'll have internet for a while, mostly because of everything going on. It's difficult to get an installer to come out and put things in. But we do have a date set up, so that's good. So hopefully our downtime won't be too long. And on top of that as well, just preparing for the new baby and such as well. What I'm doing is I'm trying to get episodes out when I can. But we're coming to the end of season six anyways. And I'm really going to be looking forward to season seven, which will be launching hopefully this time a few weeks before October, if all goes well. A little on the Patreon, if you haven't seen and you were a Patreon subscriber, I've decided to turn off the Patreon subscriptions for the time being. For me, it's quite important because, firstly, I'm not able to commit to deliver episodes on time, so I think it's not fair to have anyone keep paying into the podcast, even if you wanted to. Like, I've had some really nice messages, I appreciate that. I would rather, in this trying time, you take your hard-earned money and spend it on your families or give it to charity or whatever. But when I turn it back on, hopefully we'll be able to welcome you back. It's up to you if you decide to. But I appreciate all the support from that side. But what we'll probably do is look to turn it on again just before season seven of the podcast. It does mean, unfortunately, no early episodes coming out. But it's just difficult to commit at this time. I think that's it in terms of the updates. I'm sure something will split my mind. Like I said, I'm kind of doing this off the top of my head. I just really wanted to get something out for you all because I had planned to for last Thursday, but it's just been such a manic week with dealing with solicitors and stuff for the move and everything going on in the world. Enough said about that. Our media's flooded about with it and it's nonstop. I just forgot. It was pure human error. It can happen to the best of us. So with that in mind, I think, I'm gonna tell you a little story about a spooky experience I had. I'm gonna caveat this with I've not scripted. So normally the podcast regular listeners know that it's all we'll take the real stories, script them, and add a lot of audio around them. But this is purely off the top of my head, so please excuse any slight inaccuracies or anything like this. Again, you could decide if you think it's based in fact or a pure work of fiction. But I'm telling you that it's an experience that I remember pretty well. And in fact, it happened in this house that I'm in right now, the house we're selling. And it was back, I can't remember the year exactly, it was maybe 2004, 2005, around that point, give or take. And those of you in the UK, I don't know if it happened abroad, but definitely in the UK, might remember when Darren Brown did his Ouija board experience where he basically wanted the country to come on and do a seance together. And me and my brother and two of my close friends, we were really keen to get involved. We're like, oh, that sounds pretty awesome. So we put the show on, and essentially the instructions he gave was, you know, write the alphabet on a sheet of paper, cut the bits of paper up, get your glass and stuff like that. So it was really makeshift. But we did the usual things alone in the front room of the house, lights off. It was really dark. Tried to make it as atmospheric as possible. And what I remember is he did say, write down a name of someone on a piece of paper, that was close to you, maybe passed away. I can't remember exactly how we got to the name of the piece of paper. We each wrote this name on a piece of paper and kind of folded it up and didn't think much of it. So as we went on and watched the show, and again, I might be butchering this because I've done it from memory, I'm sure some of our listeners that had seen it would remember better than I did, is Darren Brown does this show, and he goes through, and the whole catch of it all is the people in the show that do the seance, they're told the story about someone who passed away and whatnot, and this person actually hadn't passed away, they're just in the room next door. And lo and behold, the seance goes ahead, and the group happens to communicate with the guy next door from, I guess, as a ghost, as a spirit. And he does the big reveal and stuff like that. However, we had a somewhat more of a spooky evening, and it didn't quite follow the plan of or follow how it panned out on the TV. It was really quite unusual, actually. So one of the things, I can't remember the chap's name on the show, but when people are doing the seance and Darren Brown's leading it, I guess the whole point was you're meant to end up getting the name of the chap that was on the show. But when we did it, I can't remember the name off the top of my head. So let's say it was Will. We had got like W-I-L-L coming up, and we're like, well, that's not really matching the show. We're like, this is weird. But I remember the experience. It was so surreal. It was very spooky. You know, the glass was moving and this stuff happened. And Will kept coming up. And I remember sitting there, and it was almost like the curtain kept moving in the corner of the room, and it was quite terrifying. We had one of our friends kind of playing it cool, like it's nothing. And then all of a sudden, my other friend was having a panic attack. He's just losing it. And this is by the time the end of the show, and Darren Brown's done the big reveal, and we're like, oh, that was a bit of a bust. You know, we didn't do the same thing as him. But our friend was kind of terrified the whole time. And, you know, it was spooky for us all, but after the reveal happened, we were just like, we're over it. And as he's losing his mind in the corner, like, how odd, what's going on? And he finally calmed down from, like, this panic attack after a second. He got his piece of paper and opened it. And the name he wrote on it was actually Will. And that was the name of his grandfather that passed away. So it was very, very spooky indeed. It seemed as though maybe his grandfather was talking to him from beyond the grave. Maybe he was simply forcing the glass to those letters, and subconsciously we didn't know, but it was an experience. It felt like something was going on in the room. It did feel like a presence. And like I say, the one thing I noticed is there's this curtain at the other end of the room. It's a long, the front room is a long front room, curtains at both ends. And remember, it kept moving. We kept kind of, you know, what's that over there? What's that over there? So no real explanation for it, but yeah, that's it. And it's something I wouldn't revisit again, in terms of doing a seance with like that. It was a nice experience. I don't remember it vividly, and like I said, it's kind of something I'm recalling just off the top of my head, so it may not make a great story, but I wanted to give something for you guys anyways, an experience of mine. Yeah, seeing Will came up and when we unfolded that paper, it was really spooky. But I'd love to get your opinion. Do you think A, it did really happen? I'm telling you it happened, so don't say it didn't. Don't vote against it. But I'd like to know, maybe the question for this episode is, were we speaking to my friend's grandfather, Will? Or was it simply him, you know, wanting to hear from him so bad that he was subconsciously forcing the name on us, and it caused him to like just freak him out so much that he had this panic attack? But yeah, that's this week's story. Apologies if it's not that interesting, not as highly produced as the other ones. Like I said, I wanted to give you guys something to mull over and think about. But yeah, that's all for this week. I guess hopefully in 2 weeks' time, I'll bring something up. But again, keep an eye on the Facebook page. I'm going to keep you updated. If we're following the rest of season 6, got 2 more episodes left. I'm going to persevere to get them out. What I'm going to do is if I can't get episodes out, maybe I'll do a few raw recordings like this around reveals for episodes in previous seasons and this season. I've got a few of those planned anyways. And we could talk about, you know, which are based in fact and which are pure fiction, because I think it's something we've not really done before, and I'd be keen to let you all know, because you kind of vote for what you think, and I never really tell anyone. I keep it under wraps. Although there are some instances where even I'm not really sure, so that'll be a fun one. But like I said, if you're new to the podcast, bit of a weird episode to jump on with, maybe go back to the start of season 6 at the very least and listen from there. Or if you stuck around this long, thanks. To our regular listeners, I obviously stay safe. I'm not going to repeat anything you already know. You know, just continue as you are, and we'll get through. I hope you're all holding up well through these hard times. And if you're not, my thoughts go out to you. And in the meantime, you know, if you're sitting in, you have the urge to write a spooky story, or you want to throw down a spooky experience on paper, shoot it through to us at the podcast, because we're looking for stories for season 7, and I really want to come at it hard towards the end of the year, when hopefully we're getting back to some level of normality. But yeah, that's it for me this week. It's been a bit of a rambling one, but yeah, I'm glad I got to put something out for you all. Yeah, keep on trucking through, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts? Cheers, everyone. We'll speak soon. Bye.